Darwin, some research done at Cambridge has apparently turned out the real reason that Darwin took so long to publish his findings. The latest theory is explained in the new edition of the Notes and Records of the Royal Society, and the author is Dr. John Van Wye. Dr. Van Wye, the conventional view was that he was terrified of the implications of publishing his theory and held back from it, but do you think that actually there was something rather different going on?
Yes, the evidence shows that Darwin, in fact, wasn't terribly afraid and didn't keep his theory a secret. He seems to have talked about it with all his colleagues.
Ah, so why did he take so long to publish it?
Well, he took so long because when he came up with the idea, he was already fully committed to publishing the results of the Beagle Voyage. He came back from the Beagle Voyage in 1836. He comes up with his theory between 38 and 39, and he publishes it in 59, but he spent over 10 years publishing books on the results of the Beagle Voyage. He published 9 books in that period, so he was very busy.
That's it. He was just a fantastically busy academic. And this earth-shattering theory had to wait while he knocked off a few other books.
Yes, well, I mean, they were extremely important works
at
the time,
and he
wasn't finished. I mean, the point is, he had a lot of work to do, proving that all life on Earth changes over time and has descended from other species isn't exactly something you knock off in 6 months. He knew it would take him several years to devote to this topic, and that he didn't have 5 years because he had another 2 books to write, etc. But if you put this in the context of the other books that Darwin wrote, some of them, like his book on orchids, took 30 years. His book on fertilization, 37 years, and his book on worms came out 42 years after he had the idea. So really, the origin is, with 20 years, is actually less than the rest.
Bit of a nightmare, publisher's nightmare, he sounds when you put it like that.
Well, he did come out with a steady stream of books all throughout that period. I mean, I think there are 14 books that come out between thinking of the idea of evolution and publishing it.
And when you say that it's now clear that he did discuss the idea with his colleagues, he wasn't frightened of bruiting it abroad, is there evidence in those conversations that he understood that it might upset some people and be considered as revolutionary as indeed in the end it was?
Oh, there's no doubt that Darwin understood that many people would be absolutely horrified with his theory. Of course, I mean, he was a contemporary living in that time. But he also knew, probably better than we appreciate, how possible it was to discuss this as a possibility with his colleagues. They didn't agree with him, but they didn't ostracize him.
Dr. Van Wye, many thanks.